Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Walter Storholt alongside the great team at, of course, Estes Financial Services. They are investor coaches, certified financial planners, and here in the Metroplex, the folks to turn to if you have questions or seeking guidance when it comes to your financial life and preparing for your retirement future. You can find us online at estesfinancial.net and also look us up on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Tim Estes and Bree Reyes joining me as always. And guys, looking forward to our conversation on today's podcast because we're talking about financial independence, something that everybody wants during retirement. But the question really becomes, what exactly does everybody want independence from? And so we've identified a few different areas of, you know, where we're seeking independence from, why is it important to have independence from each of these things, and I'm curious to get your thoughts. And the first one's probably an obvious one. Tim and Bree, we're all looking for independence from the government, but how do we achieve it, and why is that so important?
Well, one of the things that I've noticed is people don't really understand what the government can and cannot do, or will and will not do, specifically with Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security benefits. And here's an example. People think that, oh, if I have an issue, Medicare is going to pay for long-term care. I'll be able to go into a nursing home. And that's a big fallacy. Medicare does not pay for nursing home care. Medicaid does, but Medicaid has some very stringent and strict requirements to get people to use the benefits. You basically have to be broke or indigent to be able to use Medicaid for long-term care type of issues.
And when you're using Medicaid, you're not necessarily getting to pick the facility that you go into. I know we had one close here in Fort Worth recently, and it because they weren't taking care of the facility.
That's right. You can end up qualifying for Medicaid, but your family may be in Texas and you may be in Missouri because that's the only place they have a facility. So you have to really be careful with nursing home care and Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, and Social Security is so confusing as well. We get calls on that almost every day.
And there's a lot of gotchas with Social Security. So you have to be careful with the Social Security, whether to take the benefits early, take them later. And there's a lot of factors that are involved with that.
Yeah, Social Security seems like just one of those decisions that you only really get one chance to get it right, and there are a lot of different layers and complications and, you know, things for you to consider. And so that's why a lot of people want that independence from the government, because then you eliminate them from the nursing home care conversation. Social Security, you don't have to worry about making the right choice as much because you're just not reliant on it. And then, you know, like you mentioned with Medicare, it's a huge issue if we can eliminate some of those concerns. That's why that's the number one goal in terms of independence that a lot of people have. There are other areas that we can identify as well where we're seeking independence from. Independence from family kind of sounds like a negative thing, but actually this is a great thing if you're independent from your family, right?
Well, I'll let Bree talk about this one because I don't think she wants her mom and dad to live with her, but I'll let her talk on this one.
Well, we all love our family members, of course, but I don't imagine my parents moving in with my husband and I would be much fun for them or for us. They like having their independence. They like having their freedom to go and do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not quite sure it would be a good fit, maybe for all of us. Although I'm sure my son would love it.
Yeah, I love my kids. I love them dearly, but I'm done living with them. I don't care to do it again.
You don't love them that much.
Yeah.
Let's not fight over the remote now as adults.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
And then we see situations as well as where parents are having to turn to their kids, and their kids are having to pay for long-term care for the parents, setting them up in apartments, and that sandwich generation really is happening where we have clients that are taking care of both their parents and their children.
And that creates a lot of financial strain and stress, and I think that's why we want to avoid it. It's funny to kind of talk about it from that perspective of, yeah, we don't want to argue over the remote, but if we really look at that, I mean, that's a serious situation of a lot of stress being created, a lot of frustration that doesn't have to exist if you have proper planning, and that's why independence from the family is ultimately an important goal to have. I guess it would be, a huge oversight on our part if we didn't mention when talking about financial independence that we also want to have independence from creditors. In fact, I would say we probably need that, right?
Well, I think you need to go into retirement knowing that whether it's so you're depending on Social Security and then you have 401k or IRA money. That money is finite. You're not going to be going back to work at 82 or 83 years of age to refill that pot of money. So if you can go into retirement with little or no debt, that's probably the best thing that you can do. That way your money is going for your actual living expenses versus having to pay off debt. Now, there's nothing wrong with still owing a little bit on your home and having a mortgage. It'd be nice if you could have it paid off, but you don't want to take a whole big lump sum out of your 401k or your IRA to pay it off, because then you're taking money from one pocket and putting it into another, so to speak, and that's not necessarily good either.
We like to look at the debt and look at the interest rates and determine whether or not it's good or bad debt to pay off versus taking, stealing essentially from your retirement to pay off certain debts.
It's like that conversation about the mortgage, right? Where it's, does it make sense to pay off the house or not? And for some people that's going to be yes, but for a lot of people the answer to that is going to be no. So there's going to be a very easy to see kind of customization that needs to happen with your plan when it comes to certain situations like that. Independence from your employer would also be a good goal for us to include in this conversation about seeking financial independence. Why would that be a goal to have? Independence from that employer that maybe we've spent, 10, 15, 20, or maybe we've been a lifer at an employer. Why do we want to be independent from them all of a sudden?
Well, not necessarily all of a sudden, but if you're still relying on a paycheck in retirement for a part-time job, you're not really fully retired if you're still looking for that paycheck to come. And everybody likes to know that even if they love their job, if they had to for medical reasons or whatever, they could step back. Everybody likes to feel like they have the security and the independence to do that.
And the other thing that I've seen is after 20, 30, 40 years of working, people identify themselves as, oh, I'm Joe the engineer, or I'm Betty the CEO, or whatever. And to walk away from that, that's a big part of their identity. And I've seen people have an identity crisis because now they're just a regular civilian. They don't have the title, they don't have the prestige. And so it really takes some getting used to for people when they retire psychologically, not just financially, but psychologically, to know that that's a period of their life that is over.
And sometimes that's a good time to pick up some really interesting hobbies too. Do what you've always wanted to do, but you've never been able to.
Yeah, volunteer work or hobbies or the part-time job. There's lots of different things you can do to help, fill that gap that gets created. And so independence from your employer, both financially and from that emotional standpoint, certainly not a bad thing to strive for, at least to consider as you're putting together your plan for retirement and beyond. Last but not least, guys, one other financial independence item that we should seek is independence from the stock market. Obviously, the big question here is like, okay, well, what does that really look like?
Well, if you're sitting in front of the TV all day long watching CNBC or Fox Business News or Bloomberg or whatever, you're not really independent. That's why you have someone like Bree and I to take care of your portfolio so that you can go out and do the things that you want to do. We always talk about being with the people you want to be with, doing the things that you want to do in retirement. Why would you want to sit there and stare at a screen all day once you're independent and retired when you can be out doing things that you want to do?
And so, if you've put a good plan in place, you shouldn't have to worry about what the market's doing on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely.
So how do you guys, as sort of a conclusion here, help people achieve these different financial independence goals? Because certainly some people are going to value that, you know, independence from the government more than the one about their employer, or they're going to have bigger issues with debt, so independence from a creditor for another person is going to be higher up on their priority list. How do you find out, you know, what's truly most important for people in terms of their financial independence, and then how do you kind of craft and shape the plan around what you find out?
That's where planning does come into play, because we ask a lot of personal questions and we dig down deep to ask people to get them thinking, because you can't just jump into retirement. You really need to be thinking about it and planning for it. So we have software that can help guide people into, well, you need to think about this, or you need to think about that, or whatever. But we want to have a good solid plan in place before people jump into retirement. And that needs to start sooner rather than later.
It's really a coaching process to get them ready for retirement.
And if I need some coaching, what's the, tell me a little bit about the process. How is that going to take place? What will occur when I come in to meet with you for the first time? What can I expect?
Well, a lot of questions. It's almost like going to a financial counselor almost. There's a lot of questions about goals and objectives and thoughts and feelings on different parts of your financial life.
And we ask people, what is your vision? You'll sit down with some financial advisors and they'll go, well, what are your goals? Well, goals are too strict of a word. I want to know what your vision is. What do you envision? And I'll tell you a real quick story on that. Had a client came in and her goal ended up being she wanted to travel to places that her ancestors had grown up. And so she wanted to track around Europe to see where her ancestors were from. But it came from her vision. Her vision was, back when she was a little girl, she had a map of Europe and she had stick pins in the map showing where her ancestors had come from. And so that vision turned into a goal of seeing the place. And so we were able to help. They went and traveled. They saw some people that were related and they made some new bonds and things like that. So we like to talk about vision, and then we'll get into the goals and what that means.
And also the pillars, being the person you want to be, doing the things you want to do, spending time with the people that you want to spend time with, and giving to the causes that are important to you, which isn't really a conversation you normally have, I think, with financial professionals. But it's something that we found that's really important.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to call up a stockbroker and, you know, start talking about your goal to travel to Europe and, you know, things that happened to you when you were, you know, a little girl and trying to picture, you know, the future travels that you're going to do. And that's not going to happen, I don't think, in a lot of situations. And that's a huge differentiator for the kind of service and guidance that you guys are able to provide. That first meeting, from what you describe, even though you say, oh, it's a lot of questions, it's not going to be like an interview. It's going to be much more like a casual conversation and getting to know you a little bit better, getting to know the process and understand. Then the financial stuff, the numbers will come based off of those kinds of conversations. I think that's a really important distinction to make, and I appreciate the story for sure. If you are having a vision about retirement and you're not exactly sure how that translates to a goal, or it has translated to a goal but you're not quite sure how to achieve it, what's the best way to make it all happen and still be able to live the lifestyle that you want in your retirement years? It's time for a conversation. If you still have question marks about your financial plan, reach out to Tim Estes, Bree Reyes, and the great team at Estes Financial Services here in Fort Worth. 817-444-8402 is the number to call. That's 817-444-8402. And we're always online at estesfinancial.net and on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you can get in touch and just request a one-on-one review of your financial plan with the team, and they can make that happen. 817-444-8402 again is that number to call to reach Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Financial Flight Plan Podcast.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.